to Market Unplugged, a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to yet another edition of Markets Unplugged, a weekly podcast on all the stock market action during the week and the key things to look forward to in the week ahead. I'm Santosh Nair and with me is Anuj Singhal, CNBC TV 18 Stocks Editor. Anuj, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Santosh. Good to be here.
Yes. So there's no stopping the markets at this point. What's the sense out there?
Well, absolutely no stopping the market. Santosh, you know, I always say that, you know, you don't money in the market. Market gives it to you. So the market is in a giving mood right now. And when the market is in giving mood, you don't question it. You just take what the market gives. And this is a bull market, forgiving market. You know, while buying on dips always makes sense, this is the kind of a market in which you buy at any point and the market, you know, sort of rewards you. For example, you know, on Wednesday, a lot of people would have bought at 17,225 and the market saw a sharp dip after that, about 150 points intraday. And tell you what, today the market, the Nifty that is, in 2 days is back to 17,323. So, you know, a lot of people would have bought at the highest point today. They might review it on Monday, but on Tuesday, the market might be back. Look, at some point, this market will, you know, sort of punish latecomers. But right now, the market is just phenomenal. And this week in particular, the market was phenomenal because it was broad-based rally. The Nifty did well. The broader market did remarkably well. The new highs were made for mid-cap index, the Nifty Junior. Advanced decline was very strong through this week. So I think it was a bit of a party out there.
Well, Anuj, there were some concerns that probably peak margin, the final phase of the peak margin being implemented this week could affect volumes to some extent, but even that hasn't happened.
You know, Santosh, it was my view forever that, you know, when you know about something, that there's always going to be resistance to change. But as long as the market's got enough time to prepare for it, now, you know, the peak margins were official from this week, but it's not that the market didn't know it didn't happen that on Friday SEBI came and said, okay, from Monday you have peak margins. SEBI had given a long time and it done it in phases, 25%, 50%, 75%, and then peak margins. I think the market knew it, and there's always going to be complaint, and you know, especially in a bull market where you want to leverage as much as you can, there will always be complaint. But that was never a factor. You would have listen to my chats, perhaps, you know, for me, that was never going to be a worry for the broader market. And I'm not surprised that the market just shrugged it off.
So, Anuj, once again, the focus now shifting back to mid-caps. You had them underperforming for a bit, and now investors are busy lapping up whatever they can. So, how does one play the space now?
Santosh, you be careful with the mid-caps. One thing which I liked is that the mid-cap rally this week was essentially a quality stocks rally. There was, you know, so I think the people have got their lesson. And, you know, you didn't see too much of a rally in B group or Z group stocks. You know, you saw rally below B group rather. You saw rally in good quality A group stocks and B group stocks, which is the way to be. You know, you identify your good quality stocks, and when they correct 10-15%, you go out and buy them. You don't buy stocks just because, you know, it's a bull market and anything and everything is making money. So you take a punt or a gamble. I think the market shakeout in August would have punished a lot of people. And I tell you what, despite the index reclaiming all-time high, there are a lot of stocks which are still 20, 30, 40% off their highs. And I can tell you one thing, like it happens in most markets, those stocks will never reclaim their previous highs. And that's where, you know, people will get stuck. It's just that the quality of stocks has to be very, it has to be given the utmost importance, even in a bull market.
So, Anuj, moving on to sectoral themes, we're seeing continued interest in real estate stocks. So, what's your reading of the situation there?
You know, the real estate index was up 11% this week, Santosh. And I tell you one thing, it's visible on the ground. I think you would have noticed all of a sudden that the deals have started to go up in your housing complex, for example, in my housing complex. Things around us, they are picking up quite a bit. And I think residential real estate is going through its best time ever. And I think that's what the street is pricing in. And I tell you one thing, the real estate index is the only index which is perhaps way off its highs. I mean, DLF at its peak was 1500. Where is DLF right now? You know, if you combine the market cap of the entire real estate sector right now, I don't think we still have reached the peak DLF market cap. So that is one sector where there's a lot of value. ever since RERA came in, there's been a lot of transparency, which was always the bane of the sector, say, 10 years back, which is no longer the case. The corporate governance standards have really improved in a lot of companies. There are some really good stuff which are available now, which was not the case 10 years back. So I think a lot of these things are helping the real estate sector right now.
And which were the other better performing sectors and stocks during the week, Anuj?
Consumer durables did well this week. You know, names like Havells, Voltas, all these stocks. I think once again, because you know, if real estate is doing well, home improvement will do well. So you know, if you buy new houses, you'll have to buy new ACs. It's a simple pass through, and that's why that sector did well. Power did well. Oil and gas did well. Actually, Santosh, you know, this was the week where everything did well.
Okay, so let's then talk about something that didn't do much. Banking, for instance, is still. Most bank stocks are still struggling. What's your reading?
The bank Nifty this week underperformed. Even that was up 3%. Santosh, you know, that's what bull markets do, right? I mean, even something which is up 3%, you can't scoff at. But the fact that it underperformed the Nifty is visible. I think that's okay, because you know the bank Nifty is now gone so close to its all-time high. You know, it takes time to take out all-time highs, and that's why, you know, my sense is once it takes out an all-time high, after that it will effortlessly add 1,000, 2,000 points. Just like, you know, when Nifty took out all-time high, it effortlessly added 500 points. I think same thing is going to happen with the bank Nifty. It's just that, you know, at higher level, also the issue with bank Nifty is it's more of a, you know, it's just a 7 or 8 stocks index compared to Nifty. So that way, it's sort of, you know, just 1 or 2 stocks can see selling higher level, and that sort of punctures the rally. So that is the other issue.
Also, Anuj, the thing about banking, they say is that it's a lead indicator of the economy. So if the banking sector in general is not doing all that well compared to the rest of the market, would you be too worried about that?
No, as I said, it's not that it's not doing well. It is doing well, but it's just not doing as well as the Nifty. But that, okay, also keep in mind, Santosh, the Nifty did remarkably well this week because Reliance was up a lot. X of Reliance, the Nifty performance was in line with the bank Nifty. So that's okay, I guess. Also, you know, what's happened is that a lot of focus has shifted to all the digital stocks, the fintechs of the world. So your traditional banking stocks may not generate as much thrust. That might be the issue. But I won't be too worried about that.
You mentioned Reliance there, Anuj. So what's the latest trigger driving the stock?
I think there's been a lot of, buzz about, you know, what's happening with that impending deal on the oil and gas business with Saudi Aramco. That's clearly something which is driving. Also, keep in mind, Bharti had a big rally, and, you know, Reliance has a big telecom business. It gets a lot of value from that. So, retail has been doing well, so you know all engines sort of are firing for Reliance. So that could be the reason that you know it did well.
On issue of telecom stocks, interesting trend there. Vodafone Idea doing better than Bharti during the week.
Yes, I think that's just a tactical play. But the market's gone through a consensus now that it's a duopoly and that Bharti will keep going up and Vodafone Idea will keep going down. Markets do not like consensus beyond a point. So. Keep in mind, it's this week, Bharti is still up 12%. It's just that in the last 2 days, the Bharti stock fell, while the Vodafone Idea stock rallied about 20-25% in 2 days. That's the important differentiator must be made. However, I firmly believe that Bharti is now a stock which has sort of got into a new orbit, and I won't be surprised going forward if Bharti, you know, were to cross 700 or I dare say even 800. As early as this year, perhaps.
And some bit of renewed interest in Zomato also. What's your view on that stock, Anuj?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, you know, Zomato, this week's rally was interesting because it has now doubled from its IPO price. That's what the Friday rally did. Look, Santosh, it was expensive at 75 and people are buying it at 150. That is bull market for you. And that is why, you know, a lot of people say why people buy stocks in the IPOs when someone who's more knowledgeable than you selling out. It's because, you know, in bull markets, crazy things happen and not everyone has an option to buy unlisted stocks. So once they list, there's a lot of tension to buy and there's a lot of pent up demand. I think that's playing out. It's horribly expensive stock, Santosh. I have my reservations about it, but you know what? This is a bull market.
Well, Anuj, before we let you go, you know, what are the key things that you're keeping an eye out for in the coming week?
The US data would be important. I think we have a couple of important non-farm payroll data, for example. The market's reaction to that, I think, would be interesting. So that's something to keep an eye on. The move on the dollar index, I think the FI inflows, I think that's something that we'll keep an eye on. I think the joker in the pack remains COVID cases. Not too much from the health point of view, because I think the we've sort of controlled that now. It's perhaps from the economy point of view, whether there's a fresh restrictions or not. That is something that, you know, would be a bit of a data point to watch out for.
On that note, Anuj, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights with our listeners.
Thank you, Santosh. Thank you.